meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
And it's just the two of us in the love.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it is.
Now we can sit back and just not say anything and do that as long as we want.
Yeah, we've
not had any awkward moments.
We've had we've had a guest in here just about every night for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's tough,
and,
it's tough on us.
It's tough. You got to sit there. I can't blow gas.
No, you can't let your farts. It's kind of like having guests in your house, isn't it? You have to kind of be on your best behavior a little bit.
Yeah, it's like your in-laws blew into town or some cousins from out of town are staying for the weekend.
Yeah.
So don't walk around with your nuts hanging out of your fly, scratching yourself.
Did you bring your lighter?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
don't have the gas tonight. Hey, before we go to the phones, just a little civil disobedience. Because I've had an ass full of these red arrows. I know everyone's had an ass full of me talking about them, but I drive through them in Culver City every goddamn night. Every night. Every night. I have no problem with it. And I would encourage, and I don't want to get sued here, and here's what I'm saying, everybody. If you're living in a place where you have a signal and it gives you that green arrow.
Or red arrow, yeah.
And then the arrow turns red, if there's no traffic coming and it's safe, drive through it, please.
Go ahead and turn
left. Let's get things moving.
Or turn left, yeah.
Yes. You're allowed to do that. It's all right. You can trust yourself. Remember that signal that didn't have the arrow where you allowed yourself to turn left when the signal is green? Pretend it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do is I'll hold my hand up over the red arrow, just on the part of the windshield so I can't see it, and then I'll just turn left.
Yeah, didn't see
That's
it.
My deal.
Okay.
Pull me over, I'm fighting it.
Why don't we do a thing during the break where you just go out and just drive through the arrow?
Just drive in a complete circle?
Yeah, just so I can witness it.
Because the Culver City PD listens to the show and they'll be out there. But, hey guys, if you want to write me a ticket, hang out there. Hang out there about 9:56 or 7 every night. You'll see me plow
now
right
it's gonna
through.
It's going to be 57. It used to be 55, and you'd sit there for 2 minutes, get here at 57.
Right. It'll be 58 now because I've been driving to this crappy studio for 8 years, and it dawned on me a year ago. Hey, I just start driving through these arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at me. I'm still alive, Drew.
No.
Yeah, alive.
You must have killed other people.
Oh, yeah. The whole truck of migrant field workers. You know how I do it? I'm weird. I got a weird way of driving. I sit at the signal, and if I don't see headlights and the signal is green, I turn. I'm crazy. I'm like Evel Knievel. I'm a madman.
Oh.
I'm like Mad Max. I'll throw this goddamn mic through that goddamn window. You shut up, Anderson. Pussies. I'm crazy that way, Drew. I'm like Jan Michael Vincent in White Lion Fever. If I'm sitting at a green light and there's no headlights anywhere in sight,
You're wild, man.
I'm wild. I actually put the car into gear. I release the clutch and I turn left. Oh man. I mean, I've cheated death 1,000 times turning left when there's no headlights coming anywhere, no cars anywhere in sight. Idiots. Come on, I'm dying for that ticket. Give me that ticket. David?
Yeah.
Idiots.
Oh, boy, David.
I called it a week ago, and y'all cut me off because I cussed on the air, man. I'm sorry, man.
All right. What's
Adam,
up?
You rule. You're the man. And Dr. Drew, you taught me everything I know, man.
Thanks. Right. You know, you're 14 now?
Yeah.
In 11 short years, when you get your driver's license, I want you just to drive through those red arrows.
Will do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Here's my question. I was having sex with my girlfriend, and in the middle of it, her friend from the church called, and they were talking, and he was, like, asking her what she was doing, if she was being good. And he talked to her about 15 minutes, and whenever she got off, I couldn't get it up.
Who was this guy that was calling? Who was this fellow that was calling her?
It was just one of the priests from the church.
Just one of the priests. Okay.
Checking up on her?
Yeah, just see what she's doing.
She's known for misbehaving or something?
Yeah, very. She's a punk.
She's a punk.
Well, wait a minute. What did he want to know? He just calls every evening at the same time, make sure there's no fingers in her?
Well, she's sort of like, she's has a boyfriend that she does it with, like, all the time, and she's been caught a couple times, and her dad talked to the priest about it, and the priest, like, calls her every now and then just to see what she's doing.
Well, that does a lot of good. So instead of having sex with her boyfriend, she has sex with you.
Yeah, because I basically tagged her.
Yeah, when you're 14, she's how old?
She's 13.
13.
Oh, my God.
And she's having sex with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to get her pregnant, though, right?
That's why I wear protection. And I got to get one with condom loaders, dude.
Yeah.
Condom loader?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, David, I got a plan for you, buddy. What are you, in the ninth grade?
Supposed to be.
The hell is that?
Are you playing video games right now?
No, man. I'm standing in my room talking to y'all. I just listen to y'all
playing
on the radio.
Space Invaders.
That's right, a damn lie.
You got held back a grade, did you?
Well, sorta.
That's all right.
Sixth grade year, I went back to fifth.
Yeah, their teacher just didn't like him.
Basically.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. No problem. No problem, buddy. You're gonna go out for the football team when you get to high school?
Hell yeah, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You'll be a year bigger than everybody.
I play right tackle, man.
Hey,
you play forever.
You play Pop Warner?
Nah, not really.
How do you play tackle? How do you play?
Well, I started out as fullback.
You play in your junior high?
Playing flag football?
I just started with right tackle because coach said.
Where do they play in pads in junior high school?
Where do they play in pads?
Do you have a uniform? Do you have pads, helmet?
Yeah, of course.
At the junior high?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Always.
Yeah, always. See, they do this in other schools, by the way, Drew.
Interesting.
We had to do Pop Warner.
Right.
And by the way, now I'm really pissed.
Uh-oh.
Because I played Pop Warner football. You know, it's junior football. You play from like 7 or 8 to like 14, and then you go to high school. Yeah. Drew's kids are playing. Here's the deal. I was always a good football player. And it would have translated into some chick action somehow. If I were in the eighth grade and I was on the football team, I'd be walking around the eighth grade with my jersey on.
Right.
I'd be one of the stars of the football team. Might translate into something.
Right.
But if you play outside of the school, then you just show up at school and you're just some schmo.
Right. No one knows what you're doing.
No one knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh. Screwed again.
Yeah.
Screwed by the man again.
There you go.
I said, David, stop having sex with her.
There you go.
And
thank God you're wearing a condom. Do not use that improperly.
Brenda?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out with this American guy.
What's your nationality?
I'm from Romania.
Romania, right?
Yeah. And we were just talking about his past relationship.
How old is he?
He's 28.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he has gone out with, like, more than 20 girls.
Okay.
And he has had sex with six.
Sex with six girls?
Yeah.
Right? 28. Okay.
He has had oral sex with 14.
Interesting.
Is he counting the six?
No, I mean, I asked him to, like, I asked for a number, so, like, he tried to come up with these numbers.
Come up with 14.
No, the question is that 14 include the six that he had sex with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
All right. So, I'd say that's a pretty average.
Six partners at age 28, intercourse with six partners.
Mm-hmm.
And then a separate.
Eight more
women that he's just had oral sex with.
How does
they performed oral sex on him.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How do those numbers sound to you, Brenda?
I don't know. I mean, that's my question. Is that the, like, kind of average?
Well, first we want to know how it would be from your perspective.
Oh,
it seem like a lot or a little?
From my perspective, it's a lot more.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of numbers would you be satisfied with? -3?
I mean,
in Romania?
Yeah, from like 3 or 4.
3 or 4?
Yeah.
Right.
So he's not that far off.
So, like, is that common out here, like oral sex with 14 girls?
That is a, first off, that would be a thimble in Drew's sex trough. Do you understand?
No.
He's a passionate, passionate man.
Do you understand?
No. All right. Hey, do you like Yakov Smirnoff?
Mm-hmm.
He's funny, right?
Yeah.
She's not.
Do you really know Yakov?
No.
Yes, you know Yakov? Smirnoff?
Yakov?
He's a comedian?
No, what you talking about?
Okay. All right, Willis. So hold on a second now. Are you going to hold this against the guy, or do you think something's wrong with him, or...
No, I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to know if that's normal or...
Yeah, that's
normal. I think that's in range, yeah.
To be a little light for a 28-year-old. He certainly wasn't in med school like Drew, right?
No.
Okay. Of course not. What's he do for a living?
He works in some company out here.
Okay. He works at a company.
That clarifies things. What's your dad do for a living?
My dad?
Yeah.
Works at a company.
Oh, he's a businessman.
He's a
businessman. It's all coming into focus now. Let me close my eyes. Oh, it's vivid. Oh, it's like high-definition TV. I picture this guy going to work every day for his company, and I picture his dad, her dad.
Going to a business.
Going to the business.
Oh, good.
So, mm-hmm. It's fascinating work.
It's just normal, or?
Yes, we would say it's a
very normal. Very normal. I would say 28-year-old American, maybe a little light.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you dodged.
How long have you been living in this country?
It's been 2 years now.
Two years.
What made you come over here?
I came here to study.
Do you know, I was stopped in the street half a dozen times by Romanians because of the MTV Loveline show.
Really?
Oh, it's in Romania?
Yeah, evidently.
Hey, Brenda?
Yeah?
Well, who knows who's making what kind of money off us, Drew, when we don't get nothing. Your English is pretty good.
Well, thanks.
All right. And what are you studying?
I'm a chemistry major.
See, you're all smart over there. No way would a... We don't have any scientists, American chicks.
So you think I should go on dating this guy?
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
If he's a good guy, yeah.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he is. He's a very good guy.
Okay. How many people have you been with?
Oh, I've slept with, like, two.
Two?
And I've gone out with four or five.
Okay. We do things a little differently over here in the States, evidently.
There's a little thing with the oral sex going on in this country lately that's been sort of weird. Where that's sort of like making out.
Yeah. Don't talk to him about it, though. He's fine.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
And now we're going to have a million people call and saying that they should be both checked for HIV.
No one cares about HIV anymore. 14 guys. I got news for you. I blew them, too. So just figure on 15. She's fine.
Yes.
I like that Romanian chick.
Very nice.
Yeah. Amanda?
Yep.
You're 19?
Yeah.
We still need to bomb Romania, though.
Why?
I'm not sure why. I don't like the way that country sounds. Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 19.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I was listening to, I guess it was a rerun at work tonight, and this guy was talking about how he was like 15 years old and like 6'5 or something like
that. Yeah, he was 280 pounds.
Let's, by the way, just for clarity, let's not look at the show that airs a day late as a rerun.
Right. It's airing when it's supposed to air.
Yeah.
It's his first run.
Yeah, it's like Saturday Night Live gets taped at like 7 o'clock in the evening or something, and you see it at 11:30. He's never seen it before.
It's not a rerun.
Yeah. It's like your favorite... Like your favorite sitcom. It's not... If you haven't seen the episode before, it's a new episode.
Or because it aired in New York 3 hours before... Doesn't make it a rerun when it airs in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Drew. Go ahead, Amanda.
Well, he was talking about how he was afraid that, you know, if he was ever with a girl, that he's afraid that he'd hurt them or something.
He's what size again?
Remember him? Yes,
I think he said he was like 6'5", and he was 15.
No, I remember that kid last night. Yeah. 6'5", 6'6", 390. But what about your man?
He is 23. He is, I believe, 7'2".
Wow.
Yeah.
And
big guy.
7'2".
Does he play basketball?
No, he's a construction worker.
Oh my gosh, Paul Bunyan. Sucks when you're tall and everyone asks if you do something and you don't really do anything. That's to do with your height.
Oh.
Except for they tell you like the abominable snowman, you got to put the star on top of the Christmas tree every year.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He's,
oh, my God.
Who the hell came up with abominable?
Yes.
You know, I can remember being a kid, it was called, like, abdominal, abominal, abominable. What is that? You couldn't just call him the badass? You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
Don't they actually call it something different on the Rudolph, Croft?
Abominable. And where do you ever use that word other than the snowman? I guess it's called the badass snowman or the big snowman or a scary snowman.
It's just Sasquatch.
Or Sasquatch. White Sasquatch. Albino Sasquatch. Okay, your boy... Oh, wait a minute. Boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 7'2". You big gal?
No, I'd say I'm pretty average.
What are you coming in at?
Like 5'7", 5'8".
And what weight?
Mm-hmm.
About 120.
Well, that's pretty average.
Wow, that's a lot. He's like three of you. All right.
Does it hurt? Do you get damaged by his massiveness?
No, he's basically the cliche gentle giant.
Yeah. Does he ever fly? Does he got like fly coach? Sucks, right?
No. He drives everywhere.
All right.
But he's the most gentle guy I've ever met. He's kind of goofy.
Yeah.
When he's trying to be romantic, because, you know, you just can't see this huge guy being all romantic, like, you know.
Right.
But you just need, if that guy's listening, he just doesn't need to worry, because he'll find someone who will.
All right, yeah, he will. Just takes a little while. Big, goofy guys do not get laid at 15.
No.
All the guys I knew who got tail were scrawny, skinny guys. Young tail. True. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the brooding, tight, skinny, black T-shirted guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about the guys I knew who got tail in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about 13, 14-year-old guys. These were these super spindly, almost miniature guys, but in proportion.
Right.
You couldn't be 6'3 and super skinny.
Right.
You had to just be look like an average-sized person that got hit with a ray and shrunk just a little bit. And they weren't muscular or big or boys. They were sort of had nice symmetry.
Mm-hmm.
Women love symmetry. Think about that
all
concept,
humans do.
Drew.
All humans do. Symmetry is sort of how we judge. It's what we're looking for reproductive,
Yeah, you see a guy with one nostril that's mm-hmm. flared too big or skinny arms and huge hips or something. You know, mm-hmm. you see that sort of pear shape, the big ass and narrow shoulders or whatever you're looking for. That's right. Right. And so the guys I knew got laid would be like, these would be the guys that have the boxer shorts hanging out of the jeans. They take their shirt off and tuck it in and sort of hang it out of their pants. And they were like 5'5 and 130 pounds. And it worked every time. I wish I was a midget. I might get some tang. Anthony?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
And turn that radio down, goofball. Historically, think of all the... all the hot heartthrobs.
Yeah. The men?
Yeah. Always
yeah,
the little guys.
Little guys, yeah.
Always those, like, Davy Jones
and a little
type.
Boyish, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, almost effeminate with the hair and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The chicks. Anthony?
Yeah.
And why shouldn't, you know, women, oops. I mean, women love, women like other women.
Yeah.
And women think women are attractive. Women look at magazines and go, how beautiful is that woman? I'm attracted to that woman.
Listen,
why not a dude that just has feminine qualities?
Through periods of history,
yeah.
Early adolescent male has been considered the pinnacle of beauty.
Yeah.
Like in Renaissance time, things
that's
like that.
That's right. Hey, blue boy. Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. 16. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I failed my driver's license test for running a red arrow.
Good.
Yeah. A little bit of a different idea there when you're supposed to be, you know, driving perfectly.
How did you run a red arrow when you were taking a driver's test?
Not paying attention.
Good. And what did he do? He just failed you flat out for that?
Yeah, he told me to drive back to the DMV. Oh,
those guys, what horrible, wretched people those any instructor is. All right, when are you taking your test again?
Next week.
Do you have to take your written again, or can you just take your driving test again?
Just my driving test again.
You can take it once a week?
Oh, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you can reschedule, like, if you fail your driver's test, and then after a certain period of time, you have to take the written again, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you fail three times.
Yeah, Drew, when's the last time you took a written test or driving test?
Well, I haven't taken a driver's test since I was 16. But the written test, I've had a decade of problems with that.
Really?
I took it about 15 years ago,
right?
And I found it to be a ridiculous test. Then 5 years later, I got a notification, come back in, you're time to renew your license. Stood in a line for 2.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
studied the book, you know, so I could take the test. When I got to the head of the line, after studying for 2.5 hours, they go, No test today. Boom, stamp. That was it. Yeah, just decide not to give it. We got to get through the line quicker. We're not giving you the test. I'm just stunning for 2.5 hours.
So they didn't. So they
didn't
just
issue.
Passed you?
Just passed me or passing everybody. Then 3 weeks ago, it's time again to renew. Mm-hmm. Didn't see anything in the mail. I said, oh, God damn, I'm going to have to go out there and renew it. Go out there, sit around, wait for an hour, get up there, and they go, oh, no, we already mailed it out to you. So I've had multiple bad experiences.
Wait, Drew, you studied for 2.5 hours?
I didn't know that I was standing in line,
that
thinking I was
so
going to have to take the damn test.
For 2.5.
You got it, though,
I was quizzing people around me, so I didn't want to take it again.
Stupid test. You know, there's questions like if everyone pulls up to a four-way stop sign at the same time, who has the right of way?
No, you're going up a hill carrying a trailer and someone's coming down the hill. Who has the right of way? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Just look, it's every man for themselves out there. That's fine. All I know.
Oh, how far before you get to a stop sign or stoplight do you have to begin signaling before turning right?
That's all ridiculous. You don't. Here's really what should be like. Listen. If you try to drive with a beer between your legs, your thighs will warm the beer. That's a bad idea. That's my tip.
All right. Break.
Let's take ourselves a little.
We're just zooming along here. That was just you and me. It's how entertaining.
You know, your thighs are like a little kiln, you know, warm whatever beverage
20
is between
minutes.
Them.
Flew past.
Yep, it's nice,
that's
isn't
exciting.
It?
Exciting. Wow.
Larissa over here is, what word is that? Energetic?
Yeah.
She gets shy around guys, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, hold on.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian.
And Gordon.
From Violent Femmes. And you're listening to...
Adam Carolla.
And Dr. Drew on Love Line.
What makes Anderson do that? What makes him put in drops sometimes and not others? Is there a pattern there?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
There's a pattern.
It's definitely only when we're alone. Is that right?
Yeah. Because I only have so much to work with, so I can only load so many CDs.
All right, buddy.
And I wanted to get you guys pissed off with the Violent Femmes, and I thought it'd be funny, so I threw it in there.
Why are we pissed off at them?
They were a-holes. They sucked.
I don't remember
that. They came in. They had a ton of attitude.
Yeah.
They were some great band or something.
That's right. I do remember that.
Remember those guys?
Yeah.
It's too bad. I liked them, too, but they were just dicks. Or they weren't even such... Well, I don't know if they were dicks, but they were just like, oh, we're just God's gift to music.
Yeah, I remember that.
You called them slugs, I think was the word you used.
Slugs?
To their face?
No, as soon as they left.
Yeah. They're just boring, and they had a lot of attitude. I don't know. Maybe they had a bad night.
Yeah.
But they just would kind of seem like dicks.
Cocky. I remember that. Sort of
yeah. It's like, all right, you guys are a great, great band.
Larissa.
Yeah.
All right, get to it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to tell Adam that, my whole entire family loves the mansion. It, brings us together.
Oh, really?
How many people are in your family?
Four. Well, including my parents and then my brother.
How old's your brother?
My brother's 11.
Oh, and your parents let him watch the man show?
Well, actually, he learns all of, the sex ed, whatever, from it.
From the man show?
Yeah. Sex ed, yeah.
What do you guys...
We did that show originally to unite families.
Yeah, no doubt.
Didn't think there was enough family television out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And just for one second, I don't know why, but I saw a guy wearing an X Show T-shirt the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember when the X Show, if anyone can remember that flaming abortion of a turd of a show, came out a week before the man show, and I had to answer to everybody, what about the X Show? What did I ever say, Drew?
It sucks.
Don't worry about it. Yes, I just wish, here's all I want all those people to do. Next time something else happens that's even close to this, just please don't bring it up.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Idiots answering questions about the X Show, the crappy show that was. Pussies coming out a week before we did, ripping off our idea. All right. Thanks, Larissa.
Okay.
What else?
Okay, well, I'm, pretty outgoing and stuff, and, like around my friends and then, other people, I'm pretty outgoing, but when I get around guys, I get, really shy and, it, gets to the point where, they think I'm, kind of snobby, and then I don't want to come across slutty, but,
Well, hey, Drew.
What?
Remember Love Phones?
Oh.
Yeah. Those retards, Westwood One. Out plugging Love Phones. That's a good show with Dr. Whatever Nose was. Piece of crap. We had to compete with that. Yeah, we got Love Phones.
There was our buddy at HFS to finally put their foot down and said, no, we want
good.
Love Line.
Idiots over at Westwood One. You retards could afford radio. You could hear me right now and fire me. Idiots. plugging that show. What the hell's wrong with everybody? All right, sorry. Well, where's that show, huh? Idiots. It's with the X show. That's where it is. It's where they all end up. Now, what was Larissa's question?
Why is she so shy around guys? And some of that is natural, right? It's normal to be a little bit shy around the opposite sex. The other thing is you need to gain some experience, some skill with dealing with the sort of social exchange.
Right? Yeah, so you gotta put yourself 14. It's good to be. And listen, women don't need to operate.
Right,
you just sit there.
Yeah.
You sit there and lick on a huge lollipop and never say a word. Guys would dig you more. True. Wouldn't you, if you just had a chick, just suck on one of those huge novelty-sized suckers? Like they do in the cartoons?
I'd be in.
Yeah, things the size of a hubcap. It's got a stick on it.
Is your dad kind of an aggressive guy or difficult for you to talk to?
Oh, well, sometimes he's kind of annoying, but he's, like fun and, like, outgoing. I don't know.
You were able to communicate with him, okay.
Yeah.
How about your brother?
He's annoying.
Do you have any guy friends?
Yeah, I do.
You're able to feel comfortable around them?
Yeah.
All right, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about anything.
Okay.
Enjoy your life. And good times, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to meet a good guy. He's going to take care of you. It's all going to work out.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right there, Perky.
If you say so, Adam, it's great.
Love phones, the X show.
Yes.
I want an apology from everybody. Two crappy shows. I sit there and answer questions about them. What about that? What about the action? What about Love Phones? What do you say to people? Shut up! That's what I say.
Best show on television.
That's right. The great Governor Jesse Ventura. Where is Jesse Ventura? What's going on with him?
Is he still governor?
I don't know. I haven't heard the guy's name in 2 years.
Oh, I've been up Minnesota a couple times. He still was governor when I was there.
I think he said this and no one listened.
Best show on television, the man show.
Now, I think since he did the XFL, that did it.
Maybe he was assassinated and it just never made the papers or something. James?
Yeah.
Well, a genius in my book and an American. You're 15. What's up?
When my girlfriend gives me oral sex, I can't have an orgasm unless she sticks my finger up my butt.
Yeah.
Or I have to.
Yeah. Or you have to what?
I don't know. I have to masturbate.
Yeah. With your friend. Your friend Rick's what? You gotta do it and watch you, right, man? Yeah.
Yeah. Or I have to masturbate until I'm almost there, and then she finishes.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that like a problem, or?
No, man, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool, man.
I'd rather just have her give me head the whole time.
With the finger in the butt?
No, I don't like that, but
Well, why do you do that if you don't like it?
No, it just helps.
Like then mouth, you would like it.
If her mouth gets tired, then she does it, and then it helps.
Then you would like that.
I don't really like it. It's not the greatest thing.
If her mouth gets tired, she's got to give it a digit in the rectal area.
When you make up a call, it's at least got to make sense. See, her doing something you don't like wouldn't make you come more quickly.
All right, everybody.
All right.
You figure this one out on your own.
All right
there. Wow. Idiots. Your mouth gets tired. My mouth never gets tired, Drew. I could do like a regiment and then blow a soccer team and then I could just go to the DMV and you know the line you wait in to take your picture?
Yeah.
There could just be a hole in the cabinet that you put your penis through, and I could just sit on the other side on a mechanic's creeper and just sit there and blow guys and
what
never
a great
get
thing
tired.
For you. Wow.
Never get tired. Never. Got an iron mouth.
You're going to need a condom loader and those flavored condoms.
Tanya?
Yes, sir.
Flavored condoms. That's for prostitutes, Drew. Do you understand you're endorsing condoms for prostitutes? Tanya, you're 24.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry about that. I'm nervous.
All right. That's all right.
What's going on?
I have a question about love, but more into the fact that I love anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just concerned about the fact that I've heard rumors about homosexuals not being able to hold their does your asshole tighten up afterwards, or will it continually over time loosen up?
And I love it when they like try to come up with a more dainty way of saying
turn
it.
Turn the radio
three times is
turn the radio down, or what?
The radio's not on.
Well, what do you got?
Your dad's phone.
Police dispatch. What's going on back there?
That'd be cool.
What is going on in the background?
It's a bad phone.
Tanya, how are things going? Is everything working back there now?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine with me, but I'm just afraid over time.
What have you heard about the gays? Because I'm keeping
a
tally.
It's not really gay people. It's mm-hmm. just that the fact that the anal, the rectum is, you know, what it is. It's there to hold your, you know? I'm sorry.
Where did she go to finishing school? Wow. I'm fascinated by this one.
You know, the it's not the gays. You know, the anus is...
It's
what it is. It's where it's at. It's what's happening now.
It's there to hold your ass.
She said ass. She said the ass word. It's there to hold your ass. Yeah. That was not the answer to what do you hear about the gays.
Adam, we got to get back to her. Veal or venison?
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a second. Tanya?
Yes.
What's all the commotion in the background? It's distracting you, baby. What is it?
There's nothing here. It's just a bad phone.
You picking up a radio station on your phone or something?
No. I'll walk into a quieter room. Okay.
What does a noisy room have to do with your phone being bad?
There's nothing going on here. This is just a phone.
Right.
Why is it... You're saying it's noisier in the room you're in. What's the noise?
It's just the TV, the fan... I have a TV and fan on.
All right, so when Adam asks what's going on in the room, they appropriate...
Hey, Tanya.
Yes.
We have the answer to your question.
Okay.
We absolutely, definitively have the answer to your
question. I'm listening for a smoke alarm. True.
But I'm going to need to give it to you in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I can't do it right now.
Nope.
Wait. Hey, give us some veal venison questions.
Screw her. Let her sit on hold for an hour. What the hell's going on this show? How many times I got to ask her what the hell's going on in the background? That's my phone. Yeah, it's your phone in the sense that whatever you got on in the background is coming through your phone and distracting me. I can't believe how stupid our callers are. Yeah. This is a 24-year-old woman who's standing around with a fan on and a TV on. She's clearly distracted by what's going on in the background. She goes, your anus, that's what holds your pants. Your ass doesn't come out because your anus is puckered. She can't even form a goddamn sentence because of what's going on in the background. And after the third time I ask her what's going on in the background, her answer is cheap phone. And then she says, well, I'm switching rooms where it's more quiet. And if she's retarded, I'm gonna apologize. Tanya?
Yes, sir.
Are you a retarded person?
No, sir.
All right.
Then wait a few minutes.
Then you hang on for a while. Sometimes I'm not sure. The line is so blurred on this show. You act like a retarded person. You respond like a retarded person. Yet there's no mental retardation. Absolutely amazing. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Drew, who are we talking to?
Chris.
This is Chris. Hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Basically, it's a long story, and I hope you guys have the time.
We got no time. Drew, what is this call? It says good story.
Well, I'm...
That's it? Mm-hmm. You're going with Chris on this? Now, let's take a break.
All right.
I need a cool down.
Okay.
But listen, I want to hear Chris's good story.
Yeah.
If, in fact, it's a good story.
But you got to tell it in, like, 20 seconds.
Who says it's a good story?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
And she's drunk.
Tara's drunk and says it's a good story.
What's the story about, Tara? Without giggling.
No.
No.
Hold on. Chris?
Yeah.
What's the story about?
All right. Basically, I...
What's it about?
I have a friend that met this guy online, okay? She's a female. She's 16 years old. She met this 22-year-old online.
Boring.
And just chill for a second, please.
All right.
Basically, this guy came down. He lives in Indiana, wherever. He came down here to visit. They went off Monday to an amusement park. And they disappeared, and she was supposed to stay at a friend's house that night. And the guy went ahead and got a hotel room. And they both slept together there at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't tell her mom, and we're all freaking out trying to find out what's going on. Well, I tell her mom that she had told her mom that they met this guy. She met this guy through a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I went ahead after about probably 25 hours of waiting, trying to find out where she was, because we hadn't heard
today, Junior.
All right, hold on, Chris. I want to know what the story was about. I guess it was about internet abduction or something like that. I didn't want
the story.
That's why I kept saying about. Yeah. Okay, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. What's that story about? Once upon a time, in a small village, a young boy named Jack set out to find his fame and fortune by taking his cow. Yeah, what's it about? Took his cow into town.
His mom gave
what's
the
it
cow.
About? The mom said, don't come back without... What's the story about? He then took the cow into... It's like, yeah, I know what's it about! All right, we'll get back with Chris, find out what that's about. Well, I'm not feisty, I'm fired up. I'm going to drink some coffee, that'll slow me down. We'll get back with Chris after this. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my good pal, Dr. Drew, over there. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Should we go back to Chris? Chris, good story?
Yeah.
Let's finish that up.
Yeah, well, we should talk to him because maybe something serious happened over there.
So
your friend...
With the 22-year-old guy.
Don't correct me if I get anything wrong here.
All right.
That goes for everyone listening. Met someone on the website, went out to meet the guy. You didn't know where she was for 25 hours. They went to a motel.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they had sex.
Yeah, that's what we're not 100% sure, but we're all pretty 99.9% sure.
That's a pretty good bet.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
And this is just a friend of yours.
Pretty much.
Ooh. Oh. But do you like her at all?
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. And she's how old?
16.
Have you dated her before?
In a way.
So you want to date
her? We weren't serious, but
yeah.
We were.
in a way, it means you've beaten off to her 157 times.
Okay.
I know. Women, you know what? You guys should all be smart. Any chick who's got a guy friend and who's higher than a 6.5 or 7, just go up to the guy one day and go, hey, I appreciate if you quit beating off to me. I can tell when you do it. Just send the guy into a crazy tailspin. Freak him out. All right, so anyway, how old was the guy, you say? 22?
22.
Now, this was how long ago?
This was actually last... they went off to the amusement park this Monday, and they just got back on... they got back yesterday.
All right, so what's the question?
Basically is, I told her mom the truth that they met online, and I told her a whole bunch of stuff.
Good job, Chris. Good job.
I went and told her mom that because we were all worried.
We were all worried.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
She gets home, and she finds out that I spilled the beans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she just flat out said that I betrayed her, and she doesn't even want anything to do with me.
All right.
Makes sense.
Well, you just went from never getting laid to for sure never getting laid.
Yeah. Did I do the right thing?
Yes.
No.
Sort of,
yeah.
What? Chris, okay, here, let me say this. If you were really concerned and worried about her well-being, then you did the right thing. If you were feeling a little jealous and insecure, then you didn't do the right thing.
Right.
Ultimately, this is a teenager leaving with an adult who she met on the internet. I bet if we spoke to her, she might tell us some pieces of the story that maybe you're not telling us or maybe that you're not aware of. Here's the deal. Chris, you're both right. You're right for ratting her out in a certain way. She's right for being upset with you in a certain way. And so it's a stalemate. You don't owe her an apology. You can't force her to forgive you and hang out with you. So you got to wash your hands with this one. But here's the good news, Chris. You needed to wash your hands with this one anyway. Because you were pining for her, and it was unrequited love, and meanwhile, she's cruising the internet.
Yeah, it wasn't real. No way was this going to be a relationship.
Well, I mean, is there any way? I mean, because I value her friendship.
Oh, no, please, you don't care.
Cut it out. Who are you kidding? Who do you think you're talking to?
It's like...
Okay, but I mean, I just...
Please. It's like Drew valuing his wife's friendship. Please.
I do.
Oh.
Is there any way to be able to be friends with her again?
No.
I doubt it. And but not only that...
You don't want to be.
You want to be her. You want to be a girlfriend.
You're motivated only for that. A girlfriend. Yeah, you want her to be a girlfriend. Yeah. All you're going to do is get weird again when she starts going out with somebody.
She's not into you that way and will not be into you that
way. It's good that you don't hang out with her.
Okay.
All right. Now, believe me, we know.
All right.
If you really need to have her as a friend, you'll give it 4 months, and then you'll call her.
Yeah.
But you got to find somebody for yourself.
This isn't the one.
All right?
A multitude of reasons.
You cruise the internet and find your own 22-year-old dude. That's what I'm saying. Guys have no idea what they're doing. All they know is that here's what people know about people they're attracted to and people they like and people that they pine for. They want to be around them.
Yeah.
They want to be there in proximity.
Mm.
Even if it's around them and their boyfriend, them and their girlfriend.
Yeah.
They just want to be close. Yeah. They want to be around them.
Yeah.
Yet they got nothing to do when they're there. It, you know what it's like? It's like pulling off on the shoulder of a freeway and watching the drive-in movie from the side of the freeway. You can't see it.
That feels
you
can better.
You can barely
that feels
see
much
it.
Better.
You can't hear anything. But you just want to be near it.
That's the
you want to know
quality
what's going
that
on.
Life.
That's as much as you're going to get.
That's as much life you're going to experience in that role. But you got to superimpose a bunch of pain on that too.
Yeah. Well, let's say it's a movie like Freddy Got Fingered. It sucks. Genesis?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
Your name is Genesis?
Yeah.
Your folks Bible thumpers, or are they into Phil Collins?
No, they're really big Catholics, but I'm not, so.
There we go.
That's good. What's up?
My boyfriend, he's, like, extremely, extremely horny.
Yeah.
He needs it, like, every night before we go to bed, in the middle of the night, before we get up and go to work.
Man.
When we have our lunch breaks, when we have our 15-minute breaks, and...
Good times.
It's...
Where are you guys working?
We work at Best Buy.
All right.
Out in San Francisco, so...
Good times.
Yeah, it's really cool, but, and then the weird thing is that it changes between us. Sometimes I get extremely horny, and I want it every time,
mm-hmm.
but I, like, right now, it's been more on him, and I don't want it that much, and I want to know if there's, like, some kind of, like, anti, you know, Viagra pill or something.
Well, antidepressants, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors can cut down the libido pretty good sometimes. Zoloft, Prozac.
Let's see, should he take it? Why don't you just let yourself, don't groom yourself downstairs. I mean, get a little unruly down there. That slows a guy down.
My esteem of Laura Schlesinger went up recently when my wife reported to me that she was talking to a woman who was complaining about husband always wanting to have sex, and she's like, sort of not into it. And Laura Schlesinger said, look, hey, your kids come home, they have to do homework, right? Wouldn't you be pissed off if they didn't do their homework? They don't want to do it, they have to do it. How about your husband? What if you say he just didn't want to go to work in the morning?
Right.
You be irritable? Yeah. All right. Your wife. Guy's got a little different rhythm than you do.
Give it up.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Wow. That move, Laura Schlesinger.
She's my number one hero.
That's what I said.
All right. So, yes?
I guess I could do that.
Well, no, because this guy wants it 3 times a day.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's times where I want it 3 times a day, you know?
All right. Well, just...
And I'm, like, just as horny as he is.
So what are you calling about? Why the call?
Yeah, he wants it 3 times a day. All right, we'll slow it down. Well, sometimes I want it 3 times a day. Yeah, well, I'm horny too. I want a whole lot of lumps. How many lumps would you have, Pete Puma? I have a whole lot of lumps. Yeah, I miss that lump humor, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
You hold out your teacup. Give me 3 lumps. The guy pulls the hammer out. Doink, 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 right on the head. Somebody decided that was a joke. And everyone...
Then the can opener opens.
Boing. Yeah.
Opens the hat.
So, Genesis, look. On days that he wants it 3 times a day, and you want it 3 times a day, Drew, 3 times a day.
3 times a day.
But on days where he wants it 3 times a day and you want it once a day...
3 times a day.
3 times a day.
No. There you go.
Just give it to him once that day. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Basically, man, about 2 months ago, I sent on business. I sent out on business.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a girlfriend at the time I hooked up with right before I left, which was kind of stupid on my part. Well, while I'm there, she accuses me of cheating, which I wasn't.
You hooked up with a girlfriend
just before you left?
Yeah, it was a bad move, I know.
Well, what do you mean girlfriend?
You know what that means.
Ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
We're already confused. You mean somebody who had been your girlfriend in the past you re-hooked up with?
No. We just hooked up.
You had a sex with someone you just met?
Kind of. I work with her, and...
But that wouldn't make her your girlfriend. That would just make her a girl.
Somebody had sex with
her? No, we were dating. We were seeing each other.
For how long before you left?
About 2 or 3 weeks.
All right.
And, well, I go out, and she accuses me of cheating, because I asked her to look at my cell phone bill.
Mm.
And she's like, well, you're calling all these numbers in this place. I'm like, well, I've got family over there. I'm calling.
Here's the deal. Here's what you're describing already as someone who expects cheating from men. Who always goes for bad guys. And when you don't cheat, she makes you a cheater anyway. Because that gives her good reason to go cheat.
Well, my problem's not with her. Is when I got back, some of my friends had told me she'd been cheating on me. And
didn't I just say that? Didn't I just
we
say
broke
that?
It off.
All right. That's what you said. Yes.
The thing is, one of my friends that told me she was cheating, come to find out that I knew she did some stuff with him. I don't know if she slept with him. And now I don't know how to deal with this guy because I don't know if he knows that I know.
How good a friend is he to you?
He's a decent friend.
He's not your friend.
Just start edging him out.
Yeah, he's not your friend.
Don't call him.
That's it. What's the confrontation?
You don't need the drama.
She's a pain in the ass.
She ain't worth it.
He's
he ain't worth it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, everybody. People will call you a couple times. All you have to do, you can end any friendship in about 10 days.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's your best friend for the last 20 years. They call 3 times. You don't call them back. It's over. That's it. Right?
Right.
Hey, yo. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I don't know if you noticed, Drew, but the gays are into getting chicks naked.
The gays.
The photographers and the hair people and the makeup people and
clothing.
The wardrobe and the clothing people. They love to get, and they love to taunt the straight guys with their ability to get the hot chicks nude and look at them. And chicks look at gay guys as more chicks walking around. Like our wardrobe person is gay.
Yeah.
He's a gay guy in the man show.
Oh, really?
And he gets to grab all the juggies' boobs and, you know, sees them all naked. And he likes that. He likes to tell
us. But he doesn't like it the way you
like
it.
No, he likes the fact that we like, you know, like I'm thinking about giving the guy a BJ just because he's seen so many juggies naked.
I see. Well, that's what he's aiming for.
And he's like, yeah, I see him naked. Yeah, they walk around naked in front of me. I'm like, oh, what they look like. You know, all right. Oh, Vanessa's got big cans, you know. Like, yeah, they'll grab him in front of me every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
Gays love to do that stuff. They love to torture the straights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the breeders, as they call us.
Right, Nick?
Nick?
Yeah, Nick, that's me. Hi.
You're 22?
That's right.
You're gay?
Yep.
You love to torture the breeders?
The breeders like the band, or the breeders like the
you like to torture the band, the breeders, and the straight folks, right?
Yeah, I do. I don't mean to. It just sort of happens.
Thank you. Well, you're big man to admit it. Now, what's your question?
Well, I'm afraid that I'm only attracted to straight guys because it seems like whenever I have any sort of, like, gay possibility or availability, I become immediately unattracted to it.
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with a guy?
No, I've not had. I've just sort of, like, fooled around, but I've never had.
But you know that you're attracted to men?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No question.
And it's always been that way. No confusion about
yes,
that.
Yes, none at all.
And
never hooked up with a guy, though, 22
yeah,
years
hooked
old.
Hooked up, but not, like, the sort of...
No relationship.
No anal sex.
No.
No, now
what about
confused.
What about no. Oral sex?
Oral sex, yeah. I guess
right,
I consider sort of anal sex as the different.
That's how you measure the gays.
And you want anal sex with a straight guy?
No, I don't even necessarily want anal sex. I'm just afraid that I'm only attracted to straight guys.
Well, listen.
It's not even about what sex
acts. Okay, let me explain something.
Are you as confused as I am about
no.
this?
No. So quiet down.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
I'm not confused at all. Here's the situation. A gay guy only being attracted to straight guys is sort of like a woman only being attracted to married men.
Right, it's the unavailable.
You want unavailable guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can never,
it's an intimacy problem.
Yeah.
You can never have a relationship.
But that's so, it sounds, you know, cut and dry, but so ideally do want that. I really do want a relationship.
Well, what you say you want and what you actually let yourself have are two different things.
But there is also, where is the attraction coming from? You know, what is attraction? But oftentimes sort of people attracted to pain, other aspects of other people that are in pain for some reason. You know what I'm saying? We're attracted to unhealthy parts of one another. And there may be something in straight guys that he is seeing that...
No.
Some remnant.
No.
Eh.
No. No.
Well, don't tell me I've stumped you, because I've stumped me.
Is it certain kinds of straight guys?
Wait a minute. You didn't stump anybody. I just told you what's going on.
Okay. All right.
Is it any special quality in these straight guys?
You know, it really has to do with sexual appeal.
You know, I I've talked to some people recently who said they always attract, you know, gay people. And when I asked them a couple questions, and I got some positive responses that some of these people, male and females, who attract... Now, this may be complete coincidence, may have nothing to do with it, but I just made this observation, that it tend to attract gays, gay individuals,
right,
were themselves sort of traumatized by their parents wishing them to have been the other sex. They will say, I ask the question, you know what I'm saying, the mom saying, or dad saying, if you'd only been a boy, we really wanted a son, and here, now you're a girl. That was a painful remnant that somehow... think homosexuals can identify with or something, and attracts them to this straight person who doesn't, is not gay, but has this sort of pained, you know, this traumatized aspect of themselves.
Aspect when he was talking about gays. Hey, Nick.
Faggot better run.
Drew, please, Nick's on it. Did you hear him say aspect? This is good, Drew. I didn't know if you did that on purpose, but that was funny, dude. Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. You don't want the intimacy, so you go for unavailable guys. That's it. It's pure and simple. You maybe you're scared to commit to the gays.
How about, are you attracted to transgender people?
No.
Look, do your parents know you're gay?
No. My mother passed away, and my dad is pretty old, so I don't feel like he could take it.
Okay, here's the deal, Nick. If you found a guy who was gay, who you were attracted to, who you could begin a relationship with, then you would have to begin your life as a gay man.
That's true.
And possibly tell your father and other members of your family and friends, community, whoever, that you needed to tell. And maybe you're putting off beginning your life as a gay man.
I really don't think so, because I've been to an art school, and I'm located in the arts, and I have a totally open and honest relationship with my friends and much of my family, except my father.
Huh. They all know you're gay.
Yes.
All right.
So I feel like...
Your dad's probably done the art math by now. Anyone knows you're gay.
Well...
But listen, okay. Maybe you're not emotionally ready for it yourself. Because if you wanted a boyfriend, you would then find a nice gay man and begin a relationship.
Here's what I find, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this is my own prejudice, but it's hard for me to find someone to like someone or love someone that is effeminate. I feel like...
Yeah, but there are plenty of straight guys that are...
There's plenty of butch, masculine, gay guys. Look at,
Well, I guess they are coming my way.
Oh, wait a minute.
They're out there.
There's that one guy who's...
They're out there.
Clint Eastwood's gay, right? He's gay, right?
Sylvester Stallone,
gay. Hulk Hogan, gay.
The Rock,
pro wrestler, gay.
Come on.
These guys are all gay. Refrigerator Perry, gay. I mean...
Terry Bradshaw,
gay. Howard Long. I mean, these guys, Jimmy Kimmel, all gay. Please. All right, Liz. Look, I don't want to... I've spent enough time with young Nick. All Nick, right. Just find a gay guy and settle down. Forget about the straight guys. It ain't going to work. Sasha?
Yeah, that's me.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Basically, I turned 21 pretty recently and have found that when I'm in social situations, like a club or something like that, I just feel really uncomfortable and kind of socially inept. Like, if a guy were to hit on me or ask to buy me a drink, I just don't know what to do with myself.
Why don't you socialize other places than in an intense environment like the bar?
I find that I tend to do that a lot and limit myself, and I have a hard time meeting new people otherwise.
Do you date?
I'm kind of just starting to get comfortable with it, yeah, a little bit.
What do you mean, kind of starting to?
Well, I'm starting to date, so
where,
like...
Where are you meeting the guys?
Through friends, but in clubs.
you don't have to do anything. I mean, you know, guy buys you a drink, just sit there.
I know, I guess I'm just really concerned about, you know, whether they think, that whether they expect more out of it than me, accept, you know, with me accepting their drink, or I think I just tend to overthink things.
Well, yeah. First of all, I don't think you should be accepting drinks from people you don't know. There's a lot of GHB down in San Diego, around the border near Mexico, a lot of that stuff slipping into drinks.
Here in San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah. So here, listen, all you girls, accept the drink, pour it into a giant hopper, and I'll drink it at a later time.
There you go.
Just mixing the daiquiris with the sex on the beaches, with the beers, with the, whatever, the shots at the game, I'll drink
it. You take the whole thing. All right.
All right, well, I'll send it your way then.
But, Sasha, listen, why don't you meet people like, through friends and start dating? And it'll be much more pleasurable to you, I'm sure. But clubs are, you
well,
know,
I mean, yeah. I do enjoy going out to clubs. I just, it's the aspect of, you know, I feel like we're kind of forced to, like, I like mate on the dance floor or something. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, you like the attention.
Yeah, that, but I mean, I'm just, in other ways, I'm just kind of disgusted about how people my age kind of get together. Like,
well, wait a minute.
All right, you're not interested in doing that. Don't do it.
All right.
Don't go to the clubs if you don't
want
to.
Come on, do things you want. Decide what you want and go ahead and get that. It's fine.
Do you have any friends, female friends, male friends, people set you up?
No, not necessarily, no. I've never actually had, like, a blind setup date.
But do you have friends that might help you with that?
Yeah.
There you go. Put the word out. Go to some smaller parties at people's houses and things. Meet people. It'll happen.
Yeah, and everyone have some friends. I was just talking about this today. What's up with our... does your dad have friends, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are social. Mm-hmm. They have friends.
Yeah.
My grandparents have no friends.
Mm.
It's part of their... we can do nothing for anybody,
uh-huh.
especially our kids' policy.
Uh-huh. They've held by that policy very nicely.
Yeah, because if you actually had a friend, then he might actually have a used furniture place or
right.
car lot or mm-hmm. something you could call in a favor, get the kid a job or something. But if you just have zero friends, no friends, you have nothing, then you could never do anything for anybody.
How did all the kids that came out of that family end up as well adjusted? I mean... Relatively speaking, adjusted. We got your sisters has three kids.
I'm a genius. That's why.
Well, your sister seems great. Your stepsister, I met her at your wedding.
Well, my stepsister did not come out of this family.
She lived in your garage.
She lived in a garage. She started age 16. She lived there for a year and a half, and she moved out. She's fine.
Your sister's fine.
Yeah. It's, you know, she's had her share of therapy.
All right.
You're seeing her on a good day. Let her. Don't ask her any questions. It's going to lead to trouble. I'm just saying, what is it with these people? And maybe, I thought it was just our parents' generation, right? They don't have friends. My dad doesn't really have any friends. My mom doesn't have any friends. I couldn't imagine. Could not even imagine. Why go through life that way? All of you, go get some friends.
Mm.
It's weird. Like there's women... I don't know if your wife has friends. A lot of my friends' wives are like, yeah, no, they don't have friends.
Oh, no, she's got friends. They play bunco.
Okay, good.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, they sit around and yap about something and drink red wine and laugh. And
I think Lynette's being invited to this next one. You got to come witness this.
She's not getting into that.
Oh, yes.
I don't trust those women.
Oh, I'm going to call her.
Star?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
You're my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be a Dougie when I grow up.
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Star, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have your name on my shoes.
Bonesy, Bonesy. You wrote my name on your shoes?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay, anyways. I have to take a drug test tomorrow, and I usually take it home, but my counselor's not letting me, and I'm having a hard time peeing. Like, I go there, and I drink a whole bunch of water, but, like... It just doesn't come out, and I was wondering if Drew, like, had a suggestion.
Are you on medication?
No.
Really? You drink a bunch of... What about like, drinking a Diet Coke or something, or some iced tea?
I drink everything, like, and I, like, don't pee the entire day, and I just go there, and it doesn't come out. Because they watch me in the stall, and it's uncomfortable.
So it's the... You can't initiate because there's somebody observing you. Is that the problem?
Yeah.
But stall door's closed, right?
No, they're in there.
You have to watch the pee come out into the cup. That's an observed urine. Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it come out. And let me tell you something about urine coming out of women. It's creepy. It's like one of those dolls. Susie pees. Pees a lot. You know, it's like you squeeze their abdomen and the stuff squirts out. Watching a woman pee is freaky. And they pee with tremendous velocity. You ever hear a woman? Like, what's going on in there? What do you do? Bust the main valve off the shower head or something? No, I'm taking a leak. Really? What's going on? Thing up on the window. What is it? Well, women pee with a lot of velocity.
So who are you watching pee?
Oh, come on, Anderson.
Who's Drew watching pee?
Who are you
am
watching
I?
Pee?
It's happened periodically throughout my life. You walk in, your girlfriend, whatever, sitting on the toilet. It's weird. It freaks me out.
But
I don't like it.
But listen,
it's disconcerting.
Did you ever think, why would it be
that
a female's genitalia would somehow be like, not repulsive, but
it's powerful.
But like difficult, like hard to imagine, hard to, you know what I mean?
I just wish they could be quieter about
it. What is the
It's so loud. They pee like we're crapping, you know?
But that's your fantasy about it. They have to push it out. That's why it comes under pressure like that.
I think women are more powerful down there.
Like
for birthing and stuff.
I see. The musculature is more intense, more powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. So what is it you feel when you look at that happening? Do you feel repulsed?
Like,
it's not you. Not you. Well, hold on, Star. Hold on. Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy.
Why was it? Why was it creepy?
Like,
wait, Star, hold on. What's creepy? Star, quiet. Adam, what's creepy?
Say it again.
What's creepy, Adam?
I just want to see Star. It's spooky, that's
why.
You know, I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
The absence of genitalia is somehow disturbing to you?
I don't like that. It reminds me of one of those dolls.
Do you have a feeling like do your own testes rise up into your abdomen in response to seeing the absence there?
No, I'm not. I understand the part that women don't have dorks, if that's what you're asking.
I'm understanding how you feel when you seem to have this physical, emotional reaction to seeing.
I don't like to see stuff squirt out of the vaginal opening because it feels as if it's coming from the deep recesses of the woman and it's just opened up. And it's like a blowhole. You know, it's like I'm in Hawaii, and, you know, the wave's 20 feet below me, but it comes shooting out of this hole.
I see. And it's scary. It's spooky. Where's it coming from?
Scared I'm going to get injured sucked into it.
Sucked in. There you go. That's where I was going for it.
I know. Drew, I'm just giving you what you want.
Shut up.
Scared I'm going to lose my footing on the tile and get sucked into the vagina.
Yeah, there we go. And then the blowhole.
Find me out at sea.
Okay. Star? Okay, Jonah. I mean...
Yeah, you're right.
Joan. Okay.
Star?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have trouble initiating urine when observed, right?
Yes.
Which is a real common thing. And so you tell them...
Star, they need to see you urinate into the cup.
Yeah.
They cannot see you put your hand down there and then see the cup come up. They need to see it actually. They need to see a stream go into the cup, yes?
That's a problem because, I was there for, 2 hours and it still wasn't coming out.
And no matter how you pushed.
I'm not exaggerating.
And no matter how you pushed, you couldn't initiate.
Right.
And maybe maybe it's distracting that the guy's watching is beating off.
No, it's a girl.
Oh.
Girl
watching. That'd be my plan.
But most of them are like dykes, so it's uncomfortable.
Well, look, and you know what? You've struck gold as a parole officer lesbian. 43, big haunchy woman with that sort of butch haircut and everything. You're watching 14-year-olds take a whiz all day into a cup, little girlies with the barely any hair down there, and you're just sitting there watching them. Oh, yeah. That's pay dirt, man.
It sounds a little too appealing to you, Adam. You're scaring me now.
I'm starting to get on board with this whole female urination thing. It's starting to turn me on. What do you use? Just a regular cup?
It's like a little pee cup.
Urine cup.
Collection cup. That can be hard to hit.
Star, well, you don't produce urine. It's a positive, right?
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah, I know. They're saying
you're... So you got to... if you really can't do it, you have to subject yourself to a catheter.
Star, what...
That's it. They have catheters.
They don't do
it. Yes, they
Star,
do.
What if the person was... What if the person just stood out of your view? They just took a big step to the right and slid over or something. Could you do it then?
I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure, but I don't know.
Why don't you not pee all morning when you know that you pee?
I've done that. I did that. That's the 2 hours thing I was talking about.
No, I mean like 6 or 8 or 10 hours.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, Drew, you know when it builds up too much, it almost feels, it almost blocks itself a little bit?
Men particularly can do that. Yeah, it's more.
Is that what happens with guys?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
It's so, there's so much stretch, it can't relax.
Right.
Can't lower.
Your easiest is at about 3/4.
Yeah.
When you're at full tank, sometimes it takes a little good start. I don't know what the answer for star is.
Catheter.
Well, she's not going to want to do that.
No. Otherwise, she's going to be recorded as a positive result. Mm-hmm. Unable to provide the urine is a positive. She, by the way, hasn't told us that she's not doing drugs. Is she doing drugs?
It's a positive, but it's not the same as a positive because...
Star, mm-hmm. Are you doing any drugs?
A week ago, I think.
There you go. Oh, see? Okay. Right. So there's extra anxiety about why she can't pee, so...
Michelle?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
You were peeing today, weren't you, baby?
What?
Bet you peed, right?
Hey, where's Dinuba?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that on air. Oh, my husband's not listening. It's about 30 minutes south of Fresno.
I've heard of Dinuba.
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Here we go.
Now everybody knows this is embarrassing for my husband. Oh, God. Okay, well, I'm calling because my husband, he's 23, and about, I would say about every 2 months, it happens enough for me to worry about it. He wets the bed.
Is he on medication?
No.
Hmm.
Heavy sleeper.
Any medical problems?
Yeah, not that I know of. Nothing that we've ever, he's had to go to the doctor for or anything like that.
Is he boozing it up these nights?
No, and I know that can happen, like if you drink a lot, you know, you pee the bed, but.
Well, particularly alcohol.
Yeah, he's not, nuh-uh.
Once every few months.
Yeah, like every, like...
Uh-oh.
Probably like 6 times a year.
Hmm. Yeah. Anything special about those nights?
No. It just happened again the other night.
Like Winston, and it does he wake up halfway into it?
No, he wakes up and goes, oh, sh-. And I'll be like, ugh.
Okay. What is with our callers?
They're just... Our callers are like animals, and that an animal, your dog will bark or lick its balls in front of a hobo, and it will lick its balls in front of the queen, right? Doesn't know where it's at. Does it know where it's at?
Right, no.
No, our callers will use the S word.
The F word.
Or the F word when they're speaking to one of their friends who's sitting next to them in the car driving home from somewhere, or they'll do it on national radio. It doesn't. That's the whole part about being out of it and stupid. You don't know where you are. You know the guys that you ever see cops, 500-pound black woman on the porch screaming at the cops, throwing stuff out, cameras rolling, cops there. Does she know? Does she care? No.
That's good to call.
Not being stupid. Michelle?
Sorry.
All right, baby.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me get a quick question.
Okay.
Veal. What kind of animal?
What kind
of animal is veal?
Oh, veal, that's a baby lamb.
Baby lamb.
Uh-huh.
And a...
Venison?
Isn't a lamb a baby sheep?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, so you just have to... All you have to say is a lamb.
Venison is what?
A calf.
Cat?
A calf or a deer or something.
Calf or deer?
Calf or deer.
Yeah.
All right. You'd put those in the same...
Either one.
Phylum.
That's not bad.
Okay. And what was the Holocaust?
The Holocaust. Oh, wow. That's when the whole Jews thing and everything like that.
Jews went, yeah.
The Jews, Hell Hitler situation.
Hell Hitler?
Isn't that the thing?
Listened last night.
That's where the Jews held the Hitler?
No, that's when the Jews didn't hell Hitler. That's when the Hitler was killing all the Jews.
Okay.
How do you spell hell? Heil's the word you're looking for.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
You're making me feel like an idiot.
That's all right, babe.
I'm not the one peeing the bed.
Hey, well, I used to went to bed too, baby.
Oh, well, you're probably drinking.
No. No, just Kool-Aid back then.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he's going to have to just evacuate his system every night religiously before he gets into bed. I would not recommend my wake-up technique of getting up and taking a leak.
Because it's only a few times a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's emotional? I mean, because I know children that wet the bed, it's an emotional problem, and I was wondering if my husband has...
let me say this. That was a theory that was floated and popular for a while, but then it just turns out that there's X amount of kids wet the bed for reasons that might be
many reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, it can all be remedied by just setting the stupid timer and getting up in 2 hours and taking a leak after you go to bed.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if I don't know, maybe you train him. I don't know. It's not worth it. But listen, to wet the bed, please just go get one of those kitchen timers. They just take that one battery. They got the one button that says hours and the one button that says minutes. No matter when you go to bed, if it's 2 a.m. or if it's 12 or if it's 11, whatever it is, just hit that thing 3 times. Bing, 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 3 hours, and hit set. It'll go off in the middle of the night. You get up and take a leak. You get back in bed. You go to sleep. It becomes sort of mathematically impossible then for you to whiz your bed, mm-hmm. unless you're planning on sleeping for like 17 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is wonderful.
It works. Why do they have these electrified sheets and medications and stuff? Just get one of these goddamn things and wake up and take a leak and go to bed. That my grandpa used to do that with me. Never wet the bed if I was over there. Just wake me up and take a leak. And I was whizzing, too, 2 hours after I went to bed.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got urine in you. Maybe it's the timing, Drew.
Or maybe it's the way people mobilize fluids when they lie flat. Because you do mobilize more fluids then, and maybe some people really mobilize a lot.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like you take that leak, then you climb into bed, and you're laying down, and 10 minutes later, it's like you get up. It's like, I got to take a leak. Mm-hmm. Just took one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Never heard that one.
Nope. But we liked Willie.
Yeah.
He came in here a few months back. We got on his bus.
You smoked pot with him, didn't you?
Anyone who gets on Willie Nelson's bus, smokes pot with Willie Nelson just by
breathing
proxy.
The air. By breathing the air in the bus.
Yes, yeah. You walk on a Willie Nelson's bus, technically you've smoked pot with Willie Nelson. And everybody Willie Nelson has smoked pot with.
Oh, very exciting.
When you smoke pot with Willie Nelson, you smoke pot with every partner he smoked pot with.
It's an unbelievable story.
That's why you got to pull a condom over that bong.
I see.
Chrissy?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a condom question.
Yeah. I was listening the other night, and I heard you guys talking about those spearmint condoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this sounds, it's going to make me sound like a ditz, but, okay. The spearmint condoms, you said they didn't taste like plastic or latex or anything.
Right, they're supposed to taste just like the mint.
Yeah.
But I don't know much about these yet. I haven't seen the product descriptions or been introduced to them yet.
Drew's going to be the spokesperson for these things.
Maybe.
Well, see, I was wondering if they would leave like a, I don't know. You know how like when you chew a minty flavored bubble gum?
Yeah.
It leaves like a minty feeling in your mouth.
Right.
I was wondering if they would leave, like, a minty feeling in your cooch, you know?
A minty fresh cooch.
Yeah.
I see. What do you think, Adam?
Makes a certain degree of sense. Yeah. I mean, you brush your teeth with a mint-flavored toothpaste, and then you spit it out, and your mouth tingles a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would imagine that they would be working hard to avoid that minty fresh
because
thing.
It could cause yeast infections and irritation and things. I would think they would not, but I'll find out.
On the other hand, you could do a lot worse than a minty gooch. I'd be pleasantly surprised if I ran into one. I'll tell you that right now. I'd be like, wait a minute, is that me?
Yeah.
Breathe out.
So you don't know yet or anything. You just
no, fine. I imagine they're going to be used. They'll be fine for internal use.
I'm telling you, Drew, this is going to be used by prostitutes.
Why?
Didn't I tell you why already?
No.
Oh. You're trying to do some decent radio
for
a second?
Yeah.
All right. I acknowledge that, man. I'm saying the reason you have a mint condom is for oral sex.
Right.
And the only one who uses condoms during oral sex are prostitutes. How many BJs you got with a rubber on, Drew?
But I'm just saying that people need to develop that habit. They really want to protect themselves.
There you go. Have it.
All right.
This is a custom condom for prostitutes.
Okay. So they don't get stuff from their johns, from the guys that are...
That's right.
Okay.
Prostitutes are the only people that require condoms during BJs.
I see. Okay. Makes sense.
So, you know, you can call it the strumpet or something, the hoe, the hooker, the streetwalker. It's a streetwalker series.
I see.
Brought to you by Trojan and Dr. Drew. Well, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Ed?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah, and I 107 used to play a lot of good music and stuff, and I think this show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs, and you need to get the hell off the air.
All right, very good.
Who used to play good music?
One of them. He wouldn't stay and talk with us. That's the best he can do.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, don't listen then. I don't care. Evelyn?
Yeah, that's me.
How long was that guy on hold, Drew?
A while.
That guy's a jerk.
Oh, who cares? What's up?
Okay, sometimes after I give my husband oral sex, he gets numb in his hands and his face.
In his face? Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. And like he can't talk and he goes blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really? Does he get headaches or anything?
No, that's it. He just goes, and he says he's fine, and I was worried, like, if that's a health problem or what.
Does he hyperventilate?
No.
I try this ruse, too.
Pretending you can't talk?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, baby. Yeah, no, don't stop. Yeah, yeah, harder. Yeah, that's good. And then I walk downstairs and pick up the phone. It's like, yeah, I just got great BJ.
Nice.
Okay. And then I come back and I'm it's a ruse, Drew, so you don't have to talk.
I understand.
You just go eat when you're done.
Usually numbness around the mouth and hands and feet because hyperventilation. It's a little worrisome if you really can't speak, but it may not be anything serious, that's for sure.
Like, it's like his face goes numb, like, and then, like, his tongue.
Yeah.
It's
probably just a stroke.
Yeah. It's a little bit worrisome, I gotta tell you.
He's 19.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have migraine.
At 19 all the time.
No migraine history, right?
No.
No, I'd have that checked out. It's probably no big deal, but it's something, it's suspicious, so.
You've never heard of that before?
I've heard of that kind of thing from people hyperventilating, and I've heard of this, but the fact that he loses speech is a little more problematic for me.
How long does he lose speech for?
It's just like a couple minutes. And then, like, he's fine. And, like, his hands are all tingly.
A couple minutes is a substantial amount of time. You mean a couple seconds?
No, maybe just, like, 30 seconds after, after he calms down.
So, yes, you mean 30 seconds? Right?
Excuse me?
Okay. People with the no all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Couple minutes. Couple minutes is a long time. You sure you're not just talking about a matter of seconds? No, just about 30 seconds. It's like, here's what it is. I know I'm a freak with this stuff, but yes, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Why does every sentence begin with no now? Or is this like no, just no? It's a weird habit. We do this as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Just no to everything. Just no, 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 and then agreeing with you. Why? If you really just sort of break down that didn't go on 30 years ago in this country, beginning every answer with no, and then repeating, even if it was yes. Think about that sort of conceptually.
Oh, not conceptually. Psychologically, it's very disturbing.
Okay, so here's what everyone needs to do. No. Not begin every sentence with the word no, especially if you're agreeing with what the person just said. And two, start calling people on it. It's yes. All right, Evelyn. He needs to go to a doctor. What kind of doctor, Drew?
Neurologist.
A neurologist. You got it? Joe?
Yes. How are y'all doing this evening?
Good, Joe. You're 17. What's up?
Okay, I got a bunch of problems on hand.
Right now,
my mother's dying of cancer. She got 3 to 6 months to live.
3 to 6?
3 to 6 months to live with chemo. She'll have 6 months to live.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Oh, man, it's terrible.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she's treating me like S. I can't say the S word on air, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We know that.
She's treating me like S, and I'm just so confused right now because, I mean, I love my mom, and I don't want to see her go, 3 to 6 months.
Why is your girlfriend treating you so poorly?
I don't know. I think she's got an alcohol problem. You know, it's like, whenever we drink together, she treats me, like, real bad, Like, she wants to fight me.
Why are you with her?
Why am I with, I just cared like a lot about her. She's 18, or no, she's not 18, but I'm 21 and I'm 17, you know.
What? She's 18, you're 21 and 17?
Well,
that's 38.
I'll be 18 in December, but I'm 17 right now. She's 21. And see, some time ago, I made out with like a 34-year-old, and she got mad because of that.
Right. All right. Joe, here's what I have to say about you and your plight. Your mom needs to be your number one priority.
Yep.
It's going to be difficult for you. You got to focus on that. There's going to be many other women in your life, many other women, but only one mom. And she has a limited time on the planet.
Focus on that.
Need to make that your priority. The girlfriend situation takes a backseat.
It's understandable you don't want to deal with that stress right now, leaving that relationship. But in fact, staying with it will probably be more stressful than letting it go.
And also, sometimes there's a way to sort of put things on hold a little bit. But to tell your girlfriend straight out, listen, my mom's dying. I need to prioritize.
Yeah.
You understand? You'd do the same if your mom was going.
Yep.
Going to focus on that. Hey, I hope you're around after we bury her. We're going to keep in touch. Please give me a little break. All right, let's take ourselves a little break.
Is it time
I think
to take
this
a break?
Show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs and you need to get the hell off the air.
Nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anderson. Play that time and time again for us, please. I don't mind at all. We'll be back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Yeah. That's right, baby. This is Loveline. Yeah. I'm about ready to drop trow, Drew.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll drop trow, man. Don't make me drop trow. Woo! Matt?
Yeah?
This close to dropping trow, brother.
Oh, it's right on.
It's all good.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I just want to say real quick that your guys' work is awesome. On all the radio stations around here in Washington, the Morning After Pill is being promoted on all the radio stations.
That's great.
So you can get it there without a prescription, too, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's making it easy. They're telling you all kinds of numbers. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all the numbers. But, on that minty question that girl had.
Yeah.
Adam, hopefully you can relate that, when I was in football, they had the mouthpieces that actually were winter green.
Yeah, they had the minty mouthpieces.
Yeah,
but
it didn't give your mouth the tingling sensation.
No, it just didn't smell like spit or smell like mint and spit.
No.
It got kind of weird, though.
It did, and especially when you were cotton mouth and you were running strides and running, and you're like, you know, this is a really great grip, Mom. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys are awesome.
Hey, good times there.
I got to go back to work.
Good times, man.
What are you doing, Matt?
Drop trowel.
Where are you working?
I'm a welder in an industrial plant.
Nice.
So, what kind? Do arc welding? TIG?
I do all of
MIG?
It, TIG, MIG.
Nice.
I do all of it.
I got to learn how to weld. Always wanted that. I got a welder. I got to learn it. I got a gas welder and an arc welder. And
wow.
With a wire spool feed and stuff.
Your own?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't know how to use it?
Yeah. I could figure it out.
Hmm. Anyway, the morning after pill, this is a way they take the birth control pill after having sex if you hadn't prepared for it. They can cut down the risk of pregnancy by over 70% if you take it within 3 days.
Let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand? There's certain things like, sometime when we're in the 60s and the blacks wanted to ride up in the front of the bus and we were making them ride in the back of the bus, I would have said, you know what? Eventually, I think they're going to be riding in the front of the bus.
Yeah.
Or at least the middle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's just do this now.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we going to go, 500 years of this?
Yeah.
You know, things sort of work in a progressive fashion.
So what is it you want to just get ahead and have done now?
Well,
morning
after pill.
Yeah.
This is going to be widely used, widely accepted.
It already is everywhere else in the world, by the way.
This will be one of those things where people look back on it 30 years from now, just like...
And go, what the hell?
We look back on things that...
Segregation.
You know, either segregation, whatever, yeah. Social things like that. Also things just like you hear these... You hear these guys talk, sure, and I Love Lucy, they had to sleep in separate beds.
Right.
They couldn't sleep in the same bed. Oh, yeah, but they were a married couple. No, we couldn't show that. It's like, okay, that's going to go away.
Right.
We know that's going away.
Right.
I just say, whether it's gays in the military or the morning after pill, can't our politicians sort of look down the road just a couple clicks and go, This is going to be accepted. Let's just do it now. Why argue?
Yeah.
Legalize pot. Let the gays into the military. And give the morning after pill out.
Mm.
Let's just drop it. It's coming. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sort of the mark of a good society or even a good business?
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen anyway. Let's start preparing.
Yeah.
We're not into that.
No.
Okay. Let's talk to Jay. It's funny, our society's like, we had a gas shortage 30 years ago. A huge gas shortage, you know? And everyone said, oh, we're going to have to start building smaller cars. We're going to look at alternative fuels. Battery operated.
30 years ago.
And everyone went, eh, F it. Let's just keep going. Jay?
Yep.
It's you're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay. My girlfriend has, like, a problem. Like, there's all these guys that have a thing for her and want to get with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no stranger to me or her or anybody.
What do you mean?
Like, I know they like her, and she knows they like her, and...
So she's a very attractive woman.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so what's the problem?
How do I get them to, like, stop hanging out with her?
You mean these are your buddies who you think are hidden?
They're her friends.
Males?
Yeah, all guys.
I don't know. She known them for a while?
Some of them.
And she
Before she met you?
Yeah.
And she enjoys that kind of attention?
Yeah.
No?
How did she land you? I mean, why didn't she date these guys? Why is she dating you?
I don't know.
All right.
Good.
All right. What, is she super hot?
She's...
Yes.
Or is she just like the lead guys on a little bit?
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. But, I mean, I went to a restaurant once, and just dude,
All right. Okay.
Ooh,
yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
I got a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got a big dork. What do I do? Girlfriend's so hot. I got a dual problem, Drew. My dork's so big.
I'm the big boy.
I can't ride a bike.
Right.
You know, because when you ride a bike, you have to sling your dork on one side of the seat
or
the other.
Of course.
And if I sling it to the left, I'll just turn in a continuous left hand. Turn
right.
Until
and then
I eventually go in a circle.
You know,
gets
how
caught
that
in
gets,
the spokes.
Yeah, you know that kid.
One time I got caught in the chain.
Yeah, of course.
I have to tuck it into my sock.
Mm-hmm.
And my other problem is, my girlfriend's so hot, it's hard to travel.
Yeah.
People looking, people fainting.
Crying.
Swooning. Like it's like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Coming to town. It's,
there you go.
Okay. But seriously, there are women who like the sort of, they need the constant
need
attention.
That. Yes,
they like to stir it up.
That's not a good sign, by the
no.
way.
No. Yeah. That, you can ask them nicely to stop, tell them it's disrespectful and it's difficult on you, and if they don't, eventually you're going to have to get out of there.
Yep.
Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
What's 19, what's up?
Nothing much. Hey, Adam, I just want to say you're a stud, my good man.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I'm a huge fan. I lived back in California for a while, and they canceled your show for some reason.
Where?
In Modesto.
Oh, interesting.
And I was pissed. But now I live here in Provo, and so I'm glad to hear you.
Just do it!
Worth the move. What's up?
Actually, me and my friends were watching the Sunday Night Sex Show last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some Canadian show with some old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about some sort of sexual position called the glass bottom boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't know what it was.
Hmm.
We're curious.
It scares me. They're talking about somebody... Like some excrement activity.
I think excrement activity. Yeah. Actually, if no matter what you say, I just immediately think excrement. Even if you're talking about we're going to Catalina, we're going to go in a glass bottom butt, I would think excrement. Well, so that's when a shark watches you crap, or is it like a moray eel? How's that work? Yeah, well, there is that whole sort of crap on the glass coffee table thing, right, Drew?
Evidently, there is. Yes,
I think glass bottom boat, I think crap.
Really?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. That is where the partner wraps his head with saran wrap and his lady or male friend makes a number two.
Oh, my God.
Until he sees nothing but black.
Okay.
That's our take.
Okay.
Drew, you went there too, right?
That's where my head went, yep.
All right. What are we talking to,
buddy? We're about done here, aren't we?
No. Cutting pubes? What about that guy who's cutting pubes?
Okay.
54 minutes.
All right.
Christian?
I don't buy it. That's
hey,
why.
Adam.
Oh, you're 18?
Yeah, I know you haven't been asked this question for about a year, but I know since you're literally a millionaire,
see what I'm saying,
probably,
Adam?
Probably worth asking again.
Right.
That is, how many cars, plural, do you have?
See, his question was even...
Yeah, he's on hold 54 minutes. I think seven cars.
Seven cars. What kind? You know, let the people know.
All right. You know, I on one hand, I don't want to... feel weird talking about my own cramp, although I talk about that's all I do every night. But on the other hand, I don't like it when people like celebrities are like real weird, or they pretend they're poor all the time.
Yeah.
Or someone goes, how much did you make off of this? Or how much did you make? They go, I didn't do very good. Or they get all weird. Who cares? You're a celebrity. You're supposed to make money. You're supposed to have cars. I have a Nissan, the new 350Z. I got a supercharged Mini Cooper. I got an XJR 99 Jag that's supercharged. 370 horsepower, by the way. I got the...
you've driven that a long time.
I know. I got the E46 M3, which is the new M3 BMW. I got the old E30 by the style 89 M3. I got a Nissan Maxima, and I got a 72 911 Porsche T that's done up like a 73R Carrera clone, and that's it.
It's good enough. Good
times.
Is
that it?
Yeah. Time to go.
That's it. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show, y'all. Thanks for tuning in, except for that one a-hole who called in complaining about the music not being played. Other than that, I want to thank all of you. All of my little children.
Why would you even mention that prick?
Why would I mention him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think this show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs and you need to get the hell off the air.
Guys, a prick.
Good times.
Yeah. That's right. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. You have a tough time deciding which car to drive tomorrow night, true. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
A minty fresh cooch.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.